Now it's time for some live music and conversation with our next guest on the programme, Gavin Coyle. Hi, Gavin. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks very much for having me. Appreciate it.
People will be familiar with your work. We're speaking to you ahead of a concert tomorrow night, which we'll talk about. But born in Derry, of course, always had a keen interest in music. You had a great bit of influence in that regard.
Well, sort of like forced on it, to be honest with you.
I didn't want to use those words. You know, I was going to let you say that, but that's the impression I got from you.
I was like, you're going up to the chapel and you're singing. But no, thank God. Like, I was able to sing for some reason, and I went away and I did it, and I never really thought too much about it. And then whenever I ended up going out to America, I realised that I had to start earning the money, so I started playing in pubs and doing things like that too. Yeah. So started happening.
And when you went over to America and to make a living from it, not play up to the Irish, because you are Irish in a way, but it helped, I presume, did it? Especially with your style with the... I know you cross many genres, but with the folky side of it, I presume
surely
that's what went down well, was it?
Well, the funny thing was that the first time I played in a wee bar... the reason I'm in Chicago, first of all, I met a girl over there, and I ended up having to get over there to her, so I'm in America because of a woman. And
sounds like a title for you. I'm in America because of a woman.
There you go. Country song, right?
Yeah.
But I played in a bar in West Montrose in Chicago called the Sixpenny Butt. It was one of them places you go in, you'd swing your hand down, the air would be cut in half with the smoke. And I mean, I was listening to U2 and R.E.M. and that's the sort of stuff I was doing when I was young over here. And then I got over there and people started asking for Irish folk songs, and I'm like, I've never had
any thing necessarily. Yeah.
And then I started getting into it and developed a love of it, and you know, so it was brilliant. Great. It was kind of a strange thing. I had to go over to Chicago to discover my own musical roots. Do you know what I mean?
So when you were performing and entering competitions and stuff in your early teens, what were your influences then? What kind of music were you playing at that stage?
Then, I mean, it was literally just singing what was put before me. You know, I was at St. Columns, and you'd be getting under the Fish and stuff. And before that, I was at Hollybush Primary School. Mm. You'd be getting under the Fish on Easter week, and you do your thing, and hopefully you do all right. And then, honest to goodness, and then, you know, singing at mass and stuff. I was in the St. Eugene's Cathedral Choir.
Great schooling, though, isn't it?
You know, it really and truly does. It makes you, it keeps you on your toes, and it gives you an awful lot of, like, a good introduction to what you're meant to be doing.
And we're skipping over loads of stuff here, but time is of the essence. So when you're over there and you're gigging, so you have to make a few quid because, you know, you've moved over there because of a woman and you have to pay your way. At that stage, did you harbour thoughts of a recording career, or was it how many gigs I can get a week, or how did that...
You know, it was more a case of, like, well, I'm a teacher in a primary school over there, and then I do the music on the side to make up the difference, and sing at weddings and funerals and stuff like that. But it started off like, right, I'm just going to try my best to try and get gigs to put food on the table. And then, you know, somebody came along... and it was very, very nice, and this gentleman offered they sort of like foot the bill for a wee CD.
Nice.
I'd sung at his mother's funeral, and he offered to do it, and I'm like, not at all, no, it's all right. And then they continued pushing me about it, and we did that. So
very Irish, isn't it? We did, no, we're right, not
you know. I felt guilty, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's a different kettle of fish altogether, recording a CD, because you have to think of content. What that was the late 90s, was it?
That was the late 90s. I think I've done like 5 since then. I've another one finished. It's on the can, but I have to do the artwork and finish that up, and then get that one out too. So.
And you're based in Chicago. How often do you get home then?
I get home about once a year, right around this time.
Right.
And not to cry poor mouth, but the tickets are half price right now, which is why I come over.
I'm just back from a break myself, simply for that reason. But listen, you're also having an opportunity to perform, though. Does that happen often, or is this a special set of circumstances?
Over here, this is a special set of circumstances. Over in America, it happens quite. I do a lot of wee charity things. I got a big one coming up now, God's versus a Christmas concert on December the 16th over there at a university. But this is brilliant. I'm so, honest to God, I'm just so happy to be able to do it. I'm nervous as all get out, to be honest with you, because I'm not...
You're out of your comfort zone, I presume, are you?
If you're singing over there in front of Americans, you're singing in front of Americans, but I'm singing in front of my own people here, and it's a whole different ballgame.
And you'll be able to check by the looks on their faces what they think too. There were no polite smiles. Yeah. And that's tomorrow night, Cecilia's College, Blythe Lane, Derry. Loads of people texting in. We've two passes to give away. Doors open at 7, concerts at 7:30, admission £8, €10. The HCPT Pilgrimage Trust Summer Group, what's that about?
They take out physically challenged and handicapped people out the Lourdes on pilgrimage, and they try their best to they pay the way for the people, you know. So, I mean, it really is, it's a great wee charity, you know. It
facilitates something for many people's unachievable.
Exactly, yeah. That's exactly right. You know, when they're there, they like lift and lay these people, and like they really do a good job of taking care of them. So it's a fantastic wee charity.
Excellent. Right, you're going to sing two for us.
Sure.
City of Chicago, absolutely brilliant track. You're living in Chicago, so it's quite fitting. I suppose there's no further introduction required than that, is there?
That's exactly right.
All right, this is Gavin Coyle and City of Chicago.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. 1847 was the year it all began. A deadly pain of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed, a voyage of survival all across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, where even shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune and some of them knew fame, but more of them knew hardship, and they died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, they brought their songs and their music to ease their lonely hearts. In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
Great note holding for 10 to 12 on a Saturday morning. Great,
that's the coffee. That's just the coffee.
Any time of the day. Brilliant. So are you the coolest teacher in the world ever in Chicago, or did they just, are you just Mr. Coyle?
I'm just a tube. That's all.
Why don't you get my stuff? What's life like over there for you? You know, as you say, your wife there, you've got daughters as well.
I actually know, hello, my wife and my three wee girls. I know my wife's up, I think my three wee girls, so they, my wife Bridget and the Fiona and Eva Norla, hello, daddy's yeah. Hello. But they're streaming it on the computer, I think.
Well, we'll have it online in case they had a lie-in or
anything. Good stuff.
It'll be up on the website as well. It's Saturday morning, wherever you are, yeah.
Yeah, it's a different kind of a life, honest to God. You know, it's kind of interesting. That's home. Home is where my wife and my youngsters are. Yeah. But here's home. Mm. And, you know, half grew up in Shrove, so Donegal's my home too. Like yesterday I was down, I got to go to down to visit people in Shrove and got to stand at the Big White Bay and the rain doesn't matter.
So what about this new album then? I'm not buying this artwork excuse. When are you going to get it out?
Listen, hey, it's been... It's been finished since, what month is this now? This is November.
Mm.
It's been finished since a year ago, April.
Wow.
And I just haven't got...
So you've all the hard work done, really.
All the donkey work's done.
And stuff. It's just a case all of the
it's all mixed and mastered, and I just have to get it finished up. And thank God, I'm busy. So
well, between gigging, teaching, and parenting.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I suppose it's not easy to fit everything in. But just to remind people, you are fitting in tomorrow night. For one night only, doesn't perform often when he's at home. Gavin Coyland concert, Sunday the 20th of November. It's at St. Cecilia's College, Blyes Lane, Derry. Joe Cawley's the compere. The doors open at 7, concert's at 7:30. Admission is cheap at half the price. Admission £8 and €10. And the HCPT Pilgrimage Trust Summer Group, which facilitates people who perhaps otherwise couldn't go over to pilgrimages.
Mm-hmm.
Pilgrimages? No, I'm going to leave it. You say, where do they go?
Over to Lourdes.
Okay, to for what may benefit them. Okay. Right, Gavin, another fantastic treat for us before we wrap things up. Fields of Athenry.
Aye, no bother. Let me just
I'd say this one goes down treat.
I ask to God, you wouldn't believe how often I go, can you do the Fields of Athenry? Surely no bother.
We're going to stop the Fields of Ardara as well. All right, take it away then.
I usually say this is for all the Celtic fans and Americans look at me like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Take it away, sir.
All right. Prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Lonely the fields of Athenry, where once we watched those small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and we had songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you are free. Against the famine and the crown, oh, I rebelled, they ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Lonely the fields of Athenry, where once we watched those small free birds fly. Our love, it was on the wing. Oh, we had dreams and we had songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry. Lonely harbor wall, she watched the last star falling. As that prison ship had sailed out against the sky, sure she'll wait in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry.
Lonely, the fields of Athenry, where once we watched those small free birds fly. Our love, it was on the wing. We had dreams and we had songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Lonely, the fields of Athenry, where once we watched those small free birds fly. Our love, it was on the wing. We had dreams and we had songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Well, Gavin, that's great. A brilliant song, and a brilliant version of it. Does it do your planting when people join in, or do you like it? I resisted the temptation.
I think you need a scarf in your hand.
Yeah, indeed. Listen, Gavin, you're a blast from the past. I listened to your tape from 20 years ago.
Oh,
Bishop Daly and Bishop McAfee, is it?
Aye.
Are all on it, and you are singing "O Holy Night." It's
that's
a
right.
Marvelous version.
I'll be doing that tomorrow night.
Will you? I've never heard anyone sing it so well. So
Thank you very much.
A nice little comment there. Gavin Coyle in concert tomorrow night, St Cecilia's College, Blyes Lane, Derry. Joe Cawley's the compere. Doors open at 7. Tickets €8. Should I say 8 sterling, €10. And it's for the HCPT Pilgrimage Trust Summer Group. Gavin, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you so much for calling in.